Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
Halftime festivities going on here at the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School Fieldhouse. We're introducing the middle school girls basketball team, so it's great to see the future here of the program coming up in the next handful of years. So got some good height coming up, it looks like, Randy.
Mr. King talking about how they play in the Great Northern Conference, and they have like 4 or 5 tournaments every year, so it gives them a little experience at that young age and work their way up and get into the JV program. And speaking of JVs, they were victorious tonight, weren't they?
Yes, JVs. Rapids JVs came away with a 54-34 win. So hopefully they can sweep the Lumberjacks. I don't know if you would say, I don't know if Lumberjacks do much sweeping. I know they do a lot of chopping, but hopefully they can fell the Lumberjacks.
Somebody's got to clean up the trees.
Yeah, someone does. I mean, that's what I went to school for, actually. I'd be an arborist, but let's see how much I do that now, talking on the radio with you, right?
That's exactly right. Sometimes things turn out differently than we planned.
Well, I've always been told I can talk sports with anything and anyone, so I guess I'm better at that than chopping down trees. It's warmer doing this.
You got that right.
Even last night in the rink, it wasn't too bad. But halftime stats, I got them right. So I'm very proud of myself on that with my math skills, as I always like to joke about, because they're really not that good. But I got them right tonight. So far, leading, going down my stat sheet, Emma Schillinger, 3. Gabby Nylett, 7. Kristen Radke, 2. Sydney Holberg, 13. Jazz Redcloud, 9. Riley Hasberg, 2. And Lexi Kaur, 4. Sylvia Grand, total of 40 points. East, on the other hand, 32 points. Claire Cushman, 9. Grayson Berger, 5. Nothing for Olivia Schoeneman. 4 for Sydney Crawford, excuse me. Randy, you messed me up. As Ollie Gravemaid, 6. Tally Schlinvane, 6. And Geneva Micklig, 2. Nyasia Herrick, nothing, but she does have a foul. Foul situation a lot better for East than it is Wisconsin Rapids, I can tell you that. As Nylitz and Radke each have 3. Red Cloud, Hasberg, and Kaur, all 3 of them have 2 fouls apiece. So Rapids is going to have to be very careful down the stretch.
And what's interesting about that is we've been saying all along, they're letting them play. If the ball doesn't get knocked free, they just let them play on. They're calling the obvious ones. I think they're doing a really good job of officiating this game. And yet, there's a number of fouls. This could be 40 fouls at this point if they'd have been calling every touch that took place.
Right. And you know, sometimes you just wonder, well, retaliatory fouls. Not saying there's any dirty play going on. Don't take it that way at all. But sometimes, you know, you get a little shove in the elbow or shove by the elbow in the ribs. You're in the back. You know, a little knee in the thigh or in the knee in the side of the knee to create a little pain there in the joint. Sometimes you feel obligated, not obligated, but you feel like, you know, it's not so much fun when it happens to you and you do it to them and you get caught.
You know,
it's like battling with your sister or brother. They hit you first, you hit them back, you're the one that gets caught and sent to your room with no dinner.
You know, and it's sometimes one of those things too where you see something, and having done enough officiating in my life, you know that, I should have called that one. So you pay a little bit more attention, you know, in the future and try to make sure that doesn't continue, because then it can get out of control sometimes.
Right, and that's one thing. I've never officiated in my life, so I always try to side with them. I might disagree on face value, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to argue a call at a high school game or a college game. Now, I've officiated plenty of games for my easy chair watching the Packers or a bar stool watching the Packers. I've done that plenty of time, but at this level, just you know, if you think you can do better, how about you sign up and be an official, then you can catch the flack from the parents and the fans and whatever. It's not an easy job, and Randy, we catch some of that too.
You know what's interesting? I was thinking about that with the two college playoff games, both going right down to the last play. And I was thinking, I bet you the officials in the back of the end zone are going, please do not throw the ball. I don't want to have to make a call that could determine this game. And of course, the Alabama game, a little bit of a mishandled snap, and he ended up running it. And I don't know if that was the play or not, or because he mishandled it just a little bit that he decided to run it. But so that was that. And then that Washington-Texas finish, wow, was that unbelievable how Texas was able to get that ball back because of the injury to their running back?
Yep.
And then they marched down the field and they throw it out of bounds. Looked like the clock ran out. They put a second on and you're like, oh my gosh, Texas could pull this out when they looked like they were, you know, on the sideline. Game was over, and then that injury saved them about 40 seconds when they had no timeouts left. Get down there and it comes down to the last play. Did that Washington defender make a heck of a play?
Yes.
Timed it perfectly, jumped up, swatted it away. No controversy at all. And right. What a finish, so I'm kind of looking forward to the national championship game as well.
Randy, we got to start our own podcast where we can just start talking sports here, because I've got a whole list of things that I can go off on that about Texas not even being the best team of their conference.
Who did they lose to, by the way?
Oklahoma, my Sooners.
Oh, my goodness.
And Oklahoma had 2 bad games, and they're discredited. But, hey, what you going to do? Both teams are going to have a wake-up when they go to SEC week after week after week next year. But that, at the same time, if there's any two teams out of the Big 12 that could be making that adjustment, it is Oklahoma and Texas. But I cannot say I am disappointed with this matchup. It's like an early 90s Rose Bowl, Washington and Michigan. That is going to be a good game. I personally give the nod to Michigan a little bit. I think they played a better, tougher conference schedule. I think they played a better schedule in all. I think their defense is tougher, and I do think that their run game is going to provide a little more of a punch than Washington. Now, if they turn over the ball, Washington's going to score quick and fast. And Michigan, I don't know if they're suited to have to score really quick.
You know, I kind of agree with you on the fact that it'll be interesting to see what Michael Penix does. You know, if he
does, he throw righty or lefty?
Yeah, and if you can't stop him, could be a long night for Michigan too.
Now it says the high school kids say when they go on a run, you know, you can't stop us, and clap, 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 clap. And that might be what the Washington fans are doing if Michigan has a bad game. Then the other question, Harbaugh, does he go back to the NFL? Does he stay a maize and blue man?
Probably depends upon
a paycheck. I'm sorry, Randy, if ESPN's calling. See ya.
Yeah.
They'd probably be calling me to say don't even think about it, Mike. But here we go. We are underway here in the second half, and turnover by Wisconsin Rapids after they got possession to start the contest in the second half. Get my bearings here as East is now going left to right as Rapids will be going right to left. Never a change in the jerseys as East is over their road blacks, red numbers and letters. Rapids home white with red numbers and letters and trim. Shot put up. No good. Rebound coming the way for Wisconsin Rapids. Corer over the timeline. She goes up, tries a Euro step. Foul on the floor, and it is a foul on East. I believe it was called a number four, Grayson Berger, her third. East's first in the second half. Rapids still ahead, 40-32, 17-17 to go in the regulation. Red Cloud inbounds underneath the Hasburg. Hasburg kick out to Holberg. Holberg hands off to Corr. Corr thought about a three up the left side. Goes up, and she's harmed on the shot. She's getting two. Two quick fouls for East, and that is on number 10, Schoeneman. And it is her first, team second in the half, and Lexi Corr shooting two. Spin of the ball in the hand, bend of the knees. Shot is up. You can count it. Make my lines to separate the halves on my score sheet so I don't get mixed up any more than usual. Free throw is on the way. It is up. Off the back iron. Bounce around. No good. Rebound to East's Crawford. East down the other end by Cushman. Cushman getting down to the paint. Kicks back out, down low, back over to Berger. She's getting hounded by Red Cloud and Hasburg. Kicks it back out, and there's a turnover. Pulled in by Holberg. Holberg going down into the lane. Euro step up and count it. And we've got a 43-32 Rapids lead. 16:45 to go. East ball on the right side. Pass over, tip pass into the backcourt. Red Cloud had it. Berger recovers it. Back into business for the Lumberjacks. Passed on over. Cushman pass, looking for somewhere to pass. Excuse me. Pass down into the paint. Thrown up shot. Kind of a just a wild shot thrown up. No good. Rebound bouncing around by Berger. And ball still bouncing around. There's a stop as bodies hit the floor. And there is a foul coming up on Wisconsin Rapids. First one of the half. That will be on... Excuse me, that is not on Hasburg. Team first, team third for Hasburg. I don't know what Mr. King was talking about. That is her third, first of the second half, maybe what he's referring to. Mm-hmm. Inbounds to Crawford. Crawford on the right side, pass down low to Cushman. Cushman one way, back the other. She goes up, shot, count it, and the foul. Foul coming up on Corr. That'll be her third.
A little tighter called here so far.
Yeah, it is. So, four Raiders with three fouls and another with two. They've got to be careful, Randy. They're going to have to go into that bench a little deeper than maybe Coach Wolding really wants to. Free throw up, no good. Rebound to Holberg. Holberg stops, pass out to Corr. Corr with the three on the way. Short, pulled in by East's Herrick. East with another chance, 43-34. Rapids lead, 15:50 to go. Drive to the basket for East. Shot up, foul, two coming.
Well, that was a nice offensive set by East that time. They spread the floor, ran the play perfectly, got a drive to the basket, and Crawford's going to go to the line and shoot a couple.
Fourth foul coming for Riley Hasburg as... First of two shots on the way for Sydney Crawford. Did not convert on the basket, but she converted, and she did not convert on the free throw, excuse me. Second shot on the way momentarily. Rapids lead, 43-34. Shot is up, bounce off the board, off the rim, and no good. Last touch by Corr, rolls out of bounds. East keeps the ball.
Herrick got in there and she got a hand on it, and then Corr tried to pull it away, and it eluded her grip and went out of bounds.
Bad break for the Raiders as Cushman inbounds the ball deep over to Schlinvine. Schlinvine pass to the right side. Shot up by Crawford. Ball's loose. No one has it yet. Comes away with it as Emma Schillinger. She comes up the court. Quarter flanking her. Pass up ahead to Red Cloud on the left side. Back to quarter. Back to Schillinger. Schillinger fakes to her right. Back to quarter. Quarter moves to her right. Gets into the paint. Up off the glass. Bounce off the far rim. No good. Ball's loose. Pulled in by Schillinger. And there is a foul called. Should be against Wausau East. And it is. And it's on Gravemaid, her second. Third of the second half.
Mason Berger, senior, comes back into the ball game as she replaces Sydney Crawford.
And Red Cloud inbounds. Pass inbounds to Core. Core fakes to her right. Pass back out to Schillinger. Over across the way to Holberg. Holberg three on the way. Off the rim. Ball bouncing out. Recovered by Core. And there is a timeout called. A 32nd, I believe, for Wisconsin Rapids. As... going to double-check that. Yep, 30-second timeout. We'll take one, too. Quick, Seth. Be back here in a moment in 105.5 WIRI.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Randy, I'm not sure if Smokey Bear is someone from Smokey and the Bandit or if it's Sam Elliott in disguise. I'm not quite sure.
You got me, bud.
You don't know Smokey and the Bandit? Jackie Gleason, Burt Reynolds, Jerry Reed?
I've not seen it, but I've seen the title.
Oh, Randy, you're breaking my heart.
I don't watch movies. I'm sorry.
That's an all-time great.
I know.
And Sam Elliott, the guy in all the Westerns. Oh, you don't watch movies yet? I'm sorry. Either way, Randy's breaking all our hearts and disappointing us like my girlfriend did this weekend about Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah. Ring of Fire.
Don't worry, listeners. I got her back for it. I made her listen to Johnny Cash on repeat our entire date. She now likes him more than me, so... Either way, Rapids still has possession of the ball as Holberg passed back to Core, jab step back into the free throw line. Pass back as Rapids just kind of a weave offense. And there is a foul for Holberg, not on Holberg, as she takes a shot. And it is a foul coming up on Herrick, her second, first of the second half. And there is two coming for Holberg.
Seven fouls called already here in the first couple of minutes of half number two between the two teams.
You know, Randy, if I was going to be mad at you for saying all this game's going quick, it's going to be done quick, I would be mad at you, but you never did, and this is one of those instances where it's probably just going to be a kind of a disjointed second half if it's anything like the first 4 minutes, as the second free throw is no good. East get the rebound. Berger has it. Three attempt by Berger, and she's fouled on the shot. No goods, but she's still got three free throws coming her way.
Well, they've got Schillinger on that, huh?
Schillinger. Well, that's okay because that's her first. You can't have really anyone else getting another one or else they're sitting with four. Hasberg gets one. She's out. Not even 4 minutes into the second half. Rapids with a bunch of foul trouble. Free throw on the way for Berger. No good. It was a little short, so you could say maybe that was undercooked.
Ooh. I've been trying to refrain from all the things that have been running through my mind on these names tonight.
Oh, boy. Shot is up. And that one's well done as she connects and made one of two with a rubber shot coming up. Bounce, spin the hands, shot up. And it bounces twice, and that one is raw as well. Rebound for Rapids, and it's a 44-35 game. Wisconsin Rapids lead. Runner for Rachel Insmeyer. You can't count that one. Little short. East rebound. East other way. Schlinvine comes up. Pass over to Cushman. Schlinvine with the three on the way. You can count that one.
Just like that, down to six.
Yes, it is. Randy, this is not shaping up how Rapids would like it. 14 to go. Core with it in the right wing. goes left, goes right, stops, back out, pass down low to Greg Cloud. Greg Cloud with the underhanded layup, and it's good with the foul, and she goes to the line. Another foul coming East's way. As Grayson Berger, that is her fourth. If she has to sit any length of time, that's a big loss for the Lumberjacks. A free throw on the way, a little long. Rebound by Holberg, fighting over it. Ball still loose, pulled up by Corr. She finally corrals it.
And then she doubled it.
And yes, she did.
She was going to pass it, and then Berger got in the lane and got in the way. And
indecision. Indecision, Randy, and that's what caught up to her.
It's one of those things you spin around, you're going to just get rid of it quickly, and all of a sudden there's a body in your way.
It happens. It happens to the best of us. Trying to navigate a crowded room, and you spin, and you end up running smack dab into somebody. Three on the way for East. A little short. Three by Crawford. Rapids comes away with it. Then there's a push, and that push is going to be on Linsmeyer for Rapids, number two. And that is her first. Fifth foul already for Rapids. Five fouls on both sides. We're going to be shooting one and one in probably the next 2 minutes, because we're not even 5 minutes into the second half. And then we're probably going to be shooting double bonus, the super bonus, probably for half this half, by the way things are going, Randy.
Shineman back in for the Jacks.
Inbounds pass over the top. Passed into by Crawford. Three on the way, no good. Ball's loose. Back over to Crawford. Crawford up. Rolls around, no good. And there's a foul coming up on East as Rapids will get the ball.
And after this, they will be shooting the one and one.
And that is on Olivia Schuteman. That is her second, and that's a sixth on East. 36-38 Rapids lead, but man, has this gotten to be a little bit of a sloppy play game, Randy.
For the final 13-20, that's like WFHR. They'll be shooting free throws.
Nice tie. Nice job. So Rapids with the ball. Red Cloud pass out to Corr. Corr, three bomb on the way. Wide of the mark. Just harmlessly bounces out of bounds to the fans right underneath the basket.
Bunch of our good, faithful buddies down there.
Yep. Good friends. Always love seeing them, visiting with them.
Believe it.
Travis down there. Always like visiting with them. Good, yes. Happy people. Just can't be mad about anything. Home run pass, and it's caught. Schoeneman up easy, too, as she got behind the Rapids defense. And there is a coach timeout for Wasse.
Yep, Stout, I think, called it. Coach Stout.
I think she did. What? Whoa, no, what's?
They changed their mind.
They changed their mind. Never mind. Okay.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't me. I think there's a song about that, but we'll. That's as far as we'll go with that reference. Not exactly radio appropriate, but my generation knows it, whether we want to or not. As Rapids does get the ball, Red Cloud down low to Holberg. Holberg wrong the baseline, pass out to Linsmeyer. Schillinger with a three and count it.
Big, big bucket.
Huge bucket for Emma Schillinger. 49-40. Rapids lead, 12:40 to go. And there's another quick turnover by East, their second of the half. And there's some substitutions coming in. Nylitz and Radke come in as there is a timeout call for Ross East. It's a full. We'll take one, too. Back here moments on 105.5 WIRI.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1 minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We We've got a close one here at the Wisconsin Rapids-Lincoln High School Fieldhouse. 49-40, Rapids lead, 12:36 to go in regulation. You can say, well, Mike, 9 points, how close is that? Well, considering there's 11 fouls so far in the half, and we're not even halfway through. East with 6, Rapids with 5. We might be shooting a lot of free throws down the stretch, so it's going to get really interesting as Rapids has the ball poked away, a turnover on their end. Pass over to Schlinvay, and she takes a shot. 2 on the way, short. Rebound pulled in by Radke. Radke back the other way. Pass over the top to Red Cloud. Red Cloud, 3 on the way, a little short. Rebound, Nylitz. Radke gets the ball down low from pass from Red Cloud, and there is another East foul, and it's going to be bonus the rest of the way for Wisconsin Rapids. That foul on Claire Cushman, her first. East 7th, that's her second. Don't know when they snuck that one in on me, but a lot has happened with all these fouls. It's going to be easy to miss them. So 1-1 on the way for Radke. She misses the first one a little strong. She only has 2 points on the night. A lot of contact. Almost going into a football game here, Andy. And there is going to be a turnover of possession as there's
another 1-1. Should be another 1-1.
Yeah, right? It should be. Did you catch the number on that? That's someone's second.
I was watching the clipping. They said it's going to be the
Sydney Holberg shooting 2.
Third on Cushman.
Yeah, third. Real quick, as Holberg will be going to the line for another 1-1. 12 minutes to go, right on the head, Randy.
They're kind of scrambling for it, and all of a sudden, bodies are going over the top. Yeah. You're always worried about knees and ankles.
Yep. Shot is up. Nothing but net. You can count that one for Sydney Holberg. Like to say hello to all our listeners out there. Thanks for listening, and thanks to all our sponsors. Couldn't bring this broadcast without them.
Or without Seth.
That's right. Seth especially. Can't forget Seth. How can you forget Seth? He's doing a great job, as always. His second free throw is good, and it's a 51-40 lead. As quickly as that was nearly a one-possession game, it is back to 11 points for Wisconsin Rapids. Tally Schlinvain with the ball, takes a 3 attempt, and you can count it. Second 3 in the second half, 51-43, Rapids lead. 11:40 to go. Core with the ball. Pass out to Radke. Radke steps in. Gets the ball poked away. Turnover for Rapids. East coming back. Grave made up in the paint. Loses handle of it. And it stays the way of East as Rapids last made contact with the ball.
Yeah, Grave made driving to the basket. And then as she ran into Nylitz, it went off of Gabby's hips. And it'll be Jack's ball.
Well, either way, the inbounds goes down to the left wing. Pass out to Schlinvain. Pass back on over. Couldn't get a number on that. Grave made. Grave made with the 3 straight on. Short rebound to Nylitz. And there's a foul on Grave made, her third. And Nylitz will be going to the line.
That's the first time that I recall seeing Rapids in a 2-3 zone and trying to make sure that Shane Vine doesn't get any more of those open looks from the top of the wheel.
Third on Grave made is Nylitz with the uno and uno. Up, nothing but net. You can count that one, Randy. So she's got a 8th point of the game. Still a little ways from a double-double, but at least assists. I don't keep track of that. I wait for the coaches. Shot is up. And again, swish. There's 9 for her on the night, and Rapids sees the lead go back to double digits, 53-43 with 11:10 to go. East inbounds. Holberg applying pressure into a trap as East does barely get across the line. 3 on the way by Cushman. Rebound pulled down by, I believe that is Core. Core back the other way. Hand over to Radke. Radke cutting through the lane, up off the glass, no good. She gets her own rebound, hand on over to Red Cloud. Red Cloud 3, too long, rebound East, ball's bouncing loose, and there is a foul called. Going to see what's on. It might be Nylitz, and it is not. It is on Holberg, her first. Rapids gets a break there. That is Holberg's first, but it will be a bonus, I believe. unless that was their last one. I think that was their last one. They're at six now. Inbounds for East.
Yeah, so the final 10:39. Both teams shooting bonus. Rapids will be in the double bonus next foul on the Jacks.
That is correct. Big three on the way. No good. Rebound pulled by Radke. Three on the way for Corr. Too long. Pulled down by Red Cloud. Passing around for Rapids. Thought about a three was Red Cloud out to Schillinger. Holberg goes to her left. Stops. Goes up, and that's an offensive foul. She just plowed right through the East defender. So there's another turnover. Fifth of the second half, and Holberg with her second foul.
There's a case where you would not shoot the bonus because it was an offensive foul.
That is right. Some of those more intricacies of the sport of basketball I still have a hard time remembering, so thanks for jumping in there, Andy, because that's something a lot of people don't know. And if I'm still learning it, I'm sure there's a lot of people that just flat didn't know it. Shot on the way from the wing. No good by East. Pulled in by Red Cloud. Rapids the other way. Radke three on the way. She's short. And here comes the push by East. Ball is tipped out. Last touched by Rapids.
Berger just kept going against the double team, and Kristen finally just reached in and slapped it out.
Keep after it, keep after it, keep after it. And that'd be one way to say it, as East working down low. And there is a basket made by Cushman, and she's down in pain, writhing a little bit. Radke picks up her fourth foul as Cushman is down on the court in a bit of pain as Rapids athletic trainer comes over and has a talk with her to check out her leg as it's being talked about and looking at an ankle, looks like. Hopefully the young lady is okay.
That was one of those situations where if you'd be in college basketball or NBA, if you'd have that arc underneath and they're inside that or have a foot on the line, they would have called the block, and she was pretty down low, and they gave her the hoop and the arm.
Yeah, so they're checking things out, checking the mobility there. Hopefully everything checks out. You don't ever want to see anyone get hurt.
No, it doesn't matter who's playing. Coach Stout come out and says, all right, if I come out and check on my player, and they give her permission.
And I don't think there's any officiating crew that would say, nope, you got to stay there, coach. I don't think there's a single one out there that would. And if they would, I would question whether they should be officiating, honestly. That's just my personal opinion, Randy. But
good to see Cushman get up and walk off on her own power. A little bit gimpy, but
I think she'll be. Don't want to speculate injury severity or anything, but I think she'll be back. Especially if East gets in a pinch, gets the game really close as the time winds down. And I mean, she's one of her. Cushman, 9 points, 11 points for the game so far. So she's a big loss there. She was the leading scorer for the Lumberjacks in the first half. So, they got to have a replacement for the shooter.
Yep, she's got to go out. She wanted to shoot the free
throw. Yes, she wanted to, but not going to be. And here comes Naija Herrick, and she's getting the shot. One shot, one opportunity, in the words of Eminem. 8 Mile reference. Shot is up, bounced off the rim twice. No good. Rapids rebound. Red Cloud with it. Back down to Corr. Holberg waiting for a pass. She cuts before she was going to get the pass. Schillinger with the ball. Driving low. Pass over to Holberg. Holberg through the right in the middle of the paint. Gets a shot up. No good. Gets it up again. Bounces out. Last touch by Rapids. East ball.
I don't even know how she got the rebound, much less put it back up, and the thing hung on the front of the rim for what seemed like seconds before.
Randy, there's a lot of things in this world and that I don't know, and that's one of them, how she got that rebound. But nonetheless, East ball, 9 minutes to go. Rapids up with a 53-45 lead. Holberg applying her pressure as there is a trap that East is able to squirt through. Berger pass low to Herrick. Herrick back outside. Big three on the way. Big three made by Gravemay. You can count it. First points of the second half. 53-48. Rapids lead. 8:40 to go. Drive to the hoop by Gnilitz. Count it. Another two, and she reaches double figures for the second straight game. 55-48, Rapids lead. 8.5 to go. Rapids still trying to pressure. Pass low. Going into the paint is Berger. Pass back out to Schlinvine. Pass low to Herrick. Pass out to Berger. Berger looking to go low. Passes back out, and they are immediately on Schlinvine. Don't want her to get hot. A big three attempt that rattles out for East. That's a tough break. Coor with the rebound. Back into the paint. Up, runner. And Shear's a foul, and there's two coming for Coor.
It might be on Schlinvine. It is.
Yeah, I kind of figured it would be. That's actually her second. Uh-huh. I was wondering where some of these were getting, where some of these were that I didn't see. But like I said, they weren't putting every single one of them up. So a lot of fouls here. His first free throw on the way, and you can count it. Sixth point for Coor. Got an older sister that golfs at UW River Falls. Very good athlete in her own right. Shot is up. Off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by East. 56-48. Rapids lead. 7:45 to go. East driving into the lane. There's a blocking foul coming up on Coor. That'll be her fourth. She's going to have to take a seat for a while because I don't think they want her to go out of the game yet either. That was a shot attempt by Crawford, and she's going to be going to the line for two. Next Rapids foul will put East into the super bonus, as Rapids is already there. So as I said before, right about the halfway mark, we're going the limit with we're going to go the limit of the game, double bonus. First free throw attempt was good. Second one was short. Last touch by Rapids rolls out of bounds. East keeps the ball. 7:37 to go, 56-49, Rapids lead. I'd like to say it's a comfortable lead, but it really doesn't feel comfortable. It's inbounds pass. Three coming up, wide of the mark, rebound East. East put up by Crawford, count it. And it gets to be a little more interesting, Randy. 56-51, Rapids lead, 7.5 to go. Nylitz with the ball, stops, goes to her right, and she traveled with it. I would agree with that. Turnover Rapids.
Probably going to come right down to the charity stripe.
Huh? Well, I think we saw that coming about, I'd like to say, 10 minutes ago, but that wouldn't have been accurate because we would just would have been 1 minute in the second half.
Right.
As East gets the ball past the timeline. Crawford with the ball, moves to her right. Schlinvine up, shot. Three, count it.
Got that high arching shot.
Third three of the half for Tally. And you can tally another one for 56-54, Rapids lead. Set under 7 to go. It'll be approximately 6:52. And there is a foul coming up on 20. That's Herrick, her third. And two coming for Nylitz.
It's the closest it's been.
Yeah.
Since early in the game.
Shot little too hard. Rattles around. Out. Yeah, first, this would be, let me double check here by my score, 7-7 tie, about 13:50 to go, so about 4 minutes into the game. And the second one is good, 57-54, Rapids lead.
One possession game.
6:50 to go. East getting the ball down low. Crawford with it, up the lane. Bounce too hard off the glass. Rebound Coor. Coor quickly back the other way. Looking to pass down low. She does not. Takes the ball herself into the lane. No good. Rebound comes.
Yep.
And it's a double dribble. Turnover. Ball returns back to Rapids. 6.5 to go. 57-54 Rapids.
She dribbled. Decided, I can turn the corner. After she had picked it up and just kind of forgot what she had done and put it on the floor a second time.
That happens, you know, the indecision. You just got to go with it and hope they catch you. Inbounds pass deep to Schillinger. Pass over to Holberg. Holberg driving to the basket. Up too strong off the glass. Pulled in by Schlinvein. Cushman comes in. She's back in. Stops and she drags that pivot foot. Yes, sir. And there's another turnover for East. Rapids with another chance. 6:23 to go. Holberg up, gets the ball up ahead. Nope. Ball bounces off of Nylett's foot. Tally picks it up for East, and she crosses the timeline. Another turnover for Wisconsin Rapids. Three on the way for Crawford. Her grave made, excuse me, and you can make it. You can count it. And we've got a 57 ball game, Randy. I don't know how much I like this, being a Rapids fan.
A nice comeback. They once trailed 36-20.
Yeah, that was when we were starting to think this one could be getting over with quickly. It is not over with. We got a brand new ball game. Inbounds pass from Nylett to Core. Core walking up. Nylett's wide open to the paint. She puts a shot up, and she is fouled. Herrick on her fourth, and there's two coming for Nylett.
Asia thought she was standing straight up. I think she leaned in just enough to create the contact. Didn't right. give her room to turn around.
Right. So there's two coming for Gabby. Shot is up. Nothing but net. I didn't even see the net move. It counted, though. The Rapids has a lead by a point. 58-57. 5:49, excuse me, to go. Spin of the ball in her hands. Bend of the knee. Shot is up. Arcing and good. Rapids regains the lead. 59-57. 5:45 to go. Rapids or East with the ball. Berger stops. Pass over to Graymaid. Graymaid shot way wide of the mark. Bounces out of bounds.
Probably not the shot Coach Stout wanted. She was way beyond the arc. They didn't run any offense off that.
No. And that was. I think that was what I like to call kind of a shock and awe. You know, you put Rapids in shock and awe if they make it, and if they don't, well. They're shocked they didn't make it, and oh man, we get another chance, is the way I always like to describe it. Nylett's with the ball, surveying the scene. She goes to her right, pass nice. Back to the backside, wide open Core, off the rim, bounces twice, no good. Nylett's with it, battling down low with a bunch of East players, jump ball, and that will go to East as they have possession arrow.
Such a nice bounce pass look on the
weak
side.
Oh, that was beautiful. You just got to get them bunnies to fall. Mm-hmm. Is East into the forecourt. Cushman with it. Bounce pass over to Berger. Berger's got to be careful. She's got four. Pass over to Schlinwein. She goes to her left. Pass back out to Berger. Berger three on the way. Short. And tried to get a rebound in on it was Emma Schillinger. Foot on the line. And she's getting pulled out for a breather as Hasberg and Radke come back in, as hoping to get that Rapids offense sparked again, as it's kind of stalled out here with those two being on the bench. 4:48 to go, 59-57, Rapids lead. Valley Conference game, big one for Rapids, stay in the top three. Travel on there, big travel on the play by Crawford. There's a turnover. Rapids getting a chance.
East had a chance to take the lead with the three there, just couldn't do it.
As they say in the movie, you're telling me there's a chance.
Telling me there's a chance.
I say that hunting sometimes.
And now bump from behind. That might be on Schillinger.
I think that was. Yep. Her second. Oh, no, that wasn't. That was actually on Telly Schleidman. Her third, that wasn't on Schillinger. Free throw on the way for Nylett. It's good. Doing a lot of damage from the free throw line, but when both teams in the double bonus for over half of it, it will be. Free throw up, off the front, rolls in. There's another two for the Red Raiders. Back and that lead is 61.
Two possession, 57, right?
Yep. Well, technically one if it's a foul on a made three. I always like to specify, but you're right. It's technically a two. Rapids defending the ball. East. East gets the ball poked out of bounds. I'd like to say hi to my neighbor, John, who's giving us a listen, Randy. And there's a big three connection by Crawford. And it's back to a one-point game. East will not go away into the cold, snowy night of Wisconsin up on I-39 to go home. 61-60 lead, under four to go. Nylett's driving to the basket. Stop, picked up the basket. Locked. And there's a travel on there. I would agree with her as well. I agree with you, Randy. I agree with the officials. And there is a timeout coming. There is a timeout coming for Wausau East. Didn't really mention a full or a 30. But we'll take, I think we're good. What did they say, Randy?
They're sitting down. Let's go with
full. Let's go full. We'll take a minute, too. Be back here in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council. This
3:45 left to go in regulation. Rapids with a 61-60 lead over Wausau East. East with the ball. As we got Cushman pass over to Crawford. Crawford driving to her right. Over to Berger. Berger with a ball fake. Fake down low. Schlindvine pass up. Last touched by Nylitz. East keeps the ball.
Good D by Gabby that time. Just reached around, got that poke away.
With as long as I've been writing, close to 20 years, and helping Randy on the broadcast for a few years as it is now, Randy taught me something new, and that was on a, if it's 30-second timeout, they cannot sit down. Full timeout they can, so that's, the referees are always supposed to motion. If it's a full or 30, they have not, so that's, I got to look at other ways. So thanks, Randy, for teaching me that, and something I learned new tonight as Rapids catches a rebound, and Jazz Red Cloud catches a three, another one on the night, and Rapids gets a bigger lead, sitting at 64-60, and East comes back with a basket and an and one to possibly make it a one-point game. Nylitz with her fourth. She's got to be careful now. Four Raiders and four fouls with 3 minutes to go, Randy. That's a lot of numbers.
Mm-hmm. Cushman just put her head down that time, just drove through the crowd and got the hoop and the...
Cushman's shot is up. Count it. And it's 64-61. Three Rapids lead. 3 minutes to go. East saying, you're telling me there's a chance, and Rapids are saying, please don't tell me they have a chance. Ball poked out of Holberg's hands. Last touch by East. Holberg will be on the inbounds for Rapids.
One of those games as a coach, you're like, we've been winning the whole game. You just hate to lose it right at the end.
A lot of games. You see a lot of football games that way. I have, at least, as Nylitz stands the ball. Pass over to Red Cloud. Rapids, if you're thinking about it, you can just slow this game down and force on a foul you. And try to get the ball to Nylitz, who's been doing a great job at the line. Red Cloud up, short, rebound. East, Crawford with it. Pass over to Berger. Berger outside Cushman. Cushman about the foul line. Pass back out. Back out. Is it? Pass down low. Shot up. No good. Rebound, Radke. Radke down the court. She takes it up the lane herself. Runner hits it. Foul. She gets an and one.
All the way down the left side. Use the right hand off the glass.
Foul on Berger, and that's the end of the night. Her fifth. She finishes the game with 6 points. Make me make a note of that with 2:12 to go. As Radke gets the and one, so she gets a chance to give Rapids a four-point lead now. She can convert. Shot is up, and it's good. And it is now sitting at 67-63, Rapids lead, 2:10 to go, Randy. So we got a heck of a finish coming up as Cushman cuts down the paint, and she hits a two on the left side.
Almost identical to what we just saw on the other end.
In the words of my grandfather, pert near.
Pert near.
Pert near. Rapids gets the ball past the timeline. Radke stop, pass back to Holberg, outside to Red Cloud. thinking about eating up the clock here. Hasberg down to Radke. Radke fakes, cuts down the baseline, up, touch, count it.
One of those situations, you're at this point in the ball game, 90 seconds to go. You're thinking, let's just shoot layups. We got the ball and we got the lead.
Yep, 130 to go, 69-65, Rapids lead. Things are looking better, but Rapids isn't out of the woods yet. Big three on the way by Gravemaid. Rebound by East, back to Gravemaid. She goes to her right, gets into the paint, passes back out. Big three on the way by Crawford, and big three made by Crawford. 69-68. Rapids lead, 1:10 to go. East applying the pressure, and there is a timeout, and it's a full one for Wisconsin Rapids. We'll take one, too. Be back here in a moment. 105.5 WIRI.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
For a second, I thought I was in church, Randy. Look. Where we go, but as we get the last 105 left of regulation, Rapids clinging to a one-point lead, 69-68. Rapids with the ball, inbounding Red Cloud back to Holberg, and we approach the one-minute mark. East applying token pressure. Holberg pass over to Red Cloud, passed almost out of bounds, under a minute to go. Nylitz with the ball. Nylitz asking him to foul, and they do. There's your foul. Foul coming up on Graveman. That'll be her fourth. Nylitz to the line for two.
A little surprised they fouled that early in the shot clock, down to 53 seconds to go. Probably could have ran a little more defense, but I suppose they didn't want to get a layup either.
Well, to this point in the second half, Nylitz 7 of 8, and has she made 2 in the first half as well. Shot is up off the back iron, so I just jinxed her there. My apologies to the young lady. Talk about game going too quickly and then it stalls out. Didn't do that, but I just did that one for her, so gotta make this one so they can avoid a layup. His shot is up. Oh. Rattles out. That one was halfway down. Rattled out. And Rapids still holds 69-68 lead. 48 seconds to go. Shot on the way. Wide of the mark. Rebound by Red Cloud. Passed over the core. Core stop. And she is fouled there. That was almost a turnover for Wisconsin Rapids. But the foul is called on East. And we're going to double check who this is. And it is on Herrick, and that is her fifth, and she falls out for the game. No points for the young lady.
That's one of those situations, once again, Michael, they only took about 5 seconds off the clock, and they took what, you know, goes in, great, but
right.
Kind of an ill-advised three, didn't run any offense. Sometimes you just say, just drive it to the lane, and maybe you'll make the officials make a call, or you get a basket,
right.
You get a foul. You know, a lot of good things can happen when you go down the lane, but I
was
kind of a bomb three instead.
I was going to ask what Coach Paul would have said, but yeah. you beat me to it.
That's what I would do. I'd send him down the lane.
Get some whole bunch of people in the house tonight. As shot is up for Core, and it's good. As I mentioned, Coach Holberg here, softball and Rapids, and some Port Edwards coaches here, and Coach Lisa Miller, longtime volleyball coach, and their daughter Callie. Good to see them here. Free throws up and good. Count both of them, and Rapids extends the lead. 71-68, Rapids lead. And there's a timeout, and it's a full timeout. He must have heard me critiquing him up here. A minute, we'll keep it right here, though, Randy, as we're here, 38.2 seconds go. Rapids holding the 71-68 lead.
So now you got the choice on defense. Do you play man and extend it? Give them the layup, right,
nope.
So they don't get the tie. But if they want the two, you give it to them, and then you just run the offense and hope you hit the free throws. Or, right? Or do you just sit back and let them fire the three? Gives them a chance to get the tie, but it's also a lower percentage shot. So you got options here. It's just see how coach wants to play it.
I tend to say no threes. That's the way I look at it. Don't foul them on a three. Do not. I just say don't foul. Personally.
The other hand, if you foul, there's another option, right? You can foul, put them at the line so they can't get a three.
Right.
Unless they get the rebound.
Unless it's the old, you know, the old trickeration of make the first one, get the board on the second, and then fire a three, and then you're up by two.
Probably one of those things you do with maybe under 10 seconds to go with 38. They got a lot of time left.
Yeah, there's still, you know, 38.2. There's still, in basketball, that's still another four commercial breaks and a half an hour. At least it seems that way in March Madness. But we're in January, so we're not going to worry about that quite yet.
Well, we'll see how Coach Holding decides to play it here. That's why he gets paid the big bucks, right?
That's right. With Coach Cook right next to him. He's girls' golf coach. Good guy. Always enjoy talking with him.
So they do decide to go man.
Yes, they do. His ball gets down deep. Off the bottom of the... Was Grave made with the shot off the bottom of the hoop, but they still get the rebound. Shot goes up and foul on Rapids. Foul will be called on...
Nylitz, I think, huh?
Nylitz, and that would be her night. Nylitz, that's a big hurt. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. Shot is up for Cushman. You can count it.
Cut it to 2 with 25.8 to go.
.14 on the night for Nylitz. Second free throw. It's good. And we've got a 71-70 game. Rapids lead with 24 seconds to go. And that was almost catastrophic as Rapids had the ball tipped out of bounds. Rapids will be inbounding. Red Cloud goes in for the inbounds pass. Rapids stacked up there. Pass, slap of the ball. Fakes on over. Long pass up to Holberg. Holberg, she's getting up the court past the half court line. She is fouled. Foul on the play by Cushman will be her fourth. Holberg's coming up to the line for two. 19.6 to go.
The inbounds came from way down on the corner of the bench of Wausau East, and the inbounds pass went almost underneath the basket hitting the net. It was that far that she had to fire that thing, and that's why you heard this collective groan from the Rapids fans. It's
no.
Boy, you get a steal. It's a layup.
Shot up. Off the back iron, no good.
What did we say about 10 minutes ago? Could come down to the charity stripe?
Yes, that was a Randy, that was a Randy Paul quote. I'll give you the credit for that. Missed the first one too long. Second one is up. Backspin, count it.
Now you've got to guard the three-point line. It's a two-point
yes,
game.
Yes, you do. 16 seconds to go. East with the ball, just past the timeline. Goes to the right. Is Gravemaid. Gravemaid pass over to Crawford. Crawford down low. Shot up. No good. Pulled down by Core. Ball is loose. And there's a whistle.
So loud they didn't hear the whistle.
Yeah, no one heard the whistle. But it is an East foul. 4.6 seconds to go. The game can be sealed here by Lexi Core.
They make one. You still got a one possession game. You make them both. And outside of a rare 3-point.
Yep.
And then, of course, if you get up by four, coach says, you just let him shoot it with 4 seconds to go.
Foul on
Don't
Geneva.
Get close, right?
Foul on Geneva. Micklig as Core comes up for the first of two. Shot is up. And count it.
That's huge.
That's 3-point lead, 73-70. If she hits this one, that might be your Randy Paul dagger.
Might be a Katie bar the door.
Bend to the knee. Shot is up. Oh. And it bounces out. No good. Oh. Rebound to Radke. Radke just with the ball, and she's fouled with 2.1 to go.
Huge, huge offensive rebound for
73-71, Rapids lead. Radke can put it away here, Andy.
Just one of two. It's pretty tough, though.
It is. A lot of pressure.
2 seconds. It's a long way to go in 2 seconds.
Shot is up. Swish.
Now you're
count it.
Now you think about missing it, right?
Yeah.
You're up by four with 2 seconds to go.
Think about it, but I mean, you can make it, and it's done. D-U-N, done. So shot is up. She makes it. It's done. Well done. Wisconsin Rapids going to pull out the win. 75-70 over Wausau East. And there's your horn, and there's your win. Wisconsin Rapids with their third Wisconsin Valley Conference win of the season. And they break